are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media. So there are numerous practices in Christianity that are considered coercive. Coercive. Today we're going to be looking at one of them, and which is tithe. So the emphasis of tithing and financial contribution within certain religious communities, including our own church, has been a subject of discussion and criticism. We are joined on the line by Pastor Zuko Mafani, who's going to be helping us understand, Guti, is it net or gross? I'm joking. We're not going to be talking about that, but talking about all things tithe. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Zanele, good morning. I am very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am good, Pundi Swami. I always shy away about speaking about money, but I will be fine today.
You just have to push through today, eh?
You know, I stay away from it, but I know you're going to help us unpack this one.
Yes, let's do our best today, Zanele.
Indeed. Before we start, Pastor, as usual, I'm going to ask that please do pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us.
All right, let us pray. Loving Father, loving God who is in heaven, oh Father, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunities that you keep giving unto us, Heavenly Lord, that we may learn of you, that we may learn more about you. Heavenly Lord, this morning we pray as we go into this segment that Holy Spirit, you may come and be with us. Holy Spirit, that you may give us wisdom and understanding. Holy Spirit, that you may help us that after we have learned these things, Lord, that we may go on to execute and to implement them in our lives. Bless us this day, I pray, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're speaking about, you know, things that we have been coerced, like that we have been encouraged in that manner to do, you know, as Christians. So today we're going to be looking at tithe, right? And this is not Seventh-day Adventist teaching. No, it is a Christian teaching. I just want to clarify one. Because each and every person, in fact, each and every single church does speak on tithe. But before we get into the other nitty-gritties in Mfundisi Swami, what is tithe? You know, there are people that are listening to us. They don't know. We hear you saying tithe. What is tithe in the beginning?
Well, tithe in the beginning, one would say, well, just as the word or the name suggests, tithe is one tenth of something.
Okay.
But according then to the Bible and the tithe that we are referring to, tithe is 10% of one's increase, of one's income, of one's blessings, as it were, if I can even use that word. You know, Leviticus chapter 27, verse 32, they give us an indication of even of what that 10% should be coming from.
Okay.
Because Leviticus 27:30 says, every tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
Then verse 32 speaks of tithe of herds and flocks, every tenth animal of all that pass under the headsman staff. But of course, you know, in the times that we are living in, we are no longer farmers, as it were, according to the olden times. We no longer based on consistent farming and harvesting the land, as it were, but our income and what we bring in into the home, that's what we tithe now from. So tithe is 10%, a tenth of our increase or of our income. That's what tithe is.
So with that understanding, Mfundisi Swami, that it is a 10% of our income and everything else, and also when you're speaking about scripture there, where we have been told, you know, from the fruit of the land, from the all of these things, you know, why do we now find churches why do we find churches emphasizing this? You know, there are even certain churches, I won't mention who or denomination, there are certain churches where they emphasize this to a point where they would even say that if you do not tithe, God will not answer your prayers. Tithe so that God can answer your prayers. You know, why do we emphasize on tithe? And if I can say this, abuse the tithing system.
Well, let me start by saying that tithing is a principle that is taught by the Bible.
Okay.
So if anyone believes in the Bible and in the Word of God, then they would read about tithing from the Bible. It is therefore that when we emphasize or when we speak about tithing, we are not speaking about something that comes from man's mind,
okay,
but something that comes from God himself. But of course, as you have indicated, there is this tendency with human beings that they would abuse even that which is for the good of others, even that which is for our good. Man has this tendency of taking things as though they belong to themselves. And unfortunately, in the process of taking it upon themselves, they then abuse and even use that which belongs to God to blackmail people. This is why we must always find ourselves, Zanele, grounded in Scripture. Grounded in what God says, because if we do not find our foundation in the Bible, then it will be very easy for us to be swayed away. It will be very easy for us even to become discouraged in doing the right thing.
And as you are saying that, Mpundisukuthi, you know, we have to be grounded. I think if indeed one is grounded in the Word and what the Lord has said in terms of tithing, we will not be fearful, you know, as I'm going we have people that, you know, they give out of fear, you know, the same as the example that I gave earlier on, where there was a church where I was told that if you don't tithe, God will not hear you, you know. So now the tithing, it was no longer because I moved, or no, because it's my obligation, but because if I don't tithe, you know, God will not answer my prayers. You know, do we have people that give out of fear of the consequences that may come after that?
I pray, Zanele, that we don't. I pray that we don't have people that give out of fear because
coerced.
They have been coerced, like you say, and they have been made to understand that if they don't do this, then one and two is not going to happen. Of course, we must understand as well that this issue of tithing, it needs to be made understandable to people. The reason why the people will fear out of will tithe or will offer out of fear is because they have not had an understanding of what it is to offer and what it is to tithe. You see, the basis for tithing and the basis for offering is a relationship. One must have a relationship with God. And out of the relationship that exists between one and his or her God, then they are better positioned, or they are in a better position to understand what it means to tithe and to give offering. Perhaps let me also say, Zanele, before we proceed, tithing and offering is a form of worship.
Yes.
This is another way by which we are worshiping God. And whenever we speak of worship, for us as human beings, worship is a response to God. It is a response to who God is. It is a response to what God has already done for us. We worship God because he is worthy to be worshipped. And so the object of our worship is God himself. Now, we then offer and we return tithe because of God as a form of worship. Now, if we allow then ourselves to be intimidated when it comes to tithing and when it comes to offering, then it means that it is no longer about worship. We have moved away from the significance of the practice itself.
So speaking about that, Mfundiso, I'm saying that it is an offering, you know, it is a form of worship unto God. So if now I am coerced into giving, into returning my tithe, if now I feel forced to return the tithe, does it now stop being a form of worship because I was forced into doing this thing? Let's say maybe I'm new in the faith, I'm new at church, and I still don't get it. Why I must give, why I must return my 10%, you know. But the teaching that comes through during that particular service is like, hey, if I don't give, now I feel forced, you know. Is it still a form of worship? Because I'm not giving it freely. I'm not returning it freely.
I think, Zanele, this is why as Christians we have a responsibility to teach. One of the things that Jesus said in the Great Commission, that one of our biggest responsibility is to teach. And in the process of teaching, then people get to understand why it is that things are done the way that they are done. And people get to understand why it is that they have to, if I can use the phrase, that they have to do what is being said. At no point should anyone feel pressured. At no point should anyone feel coerced. At no point should anyone feel intimidated to return a faithful tithe. For remember, the foundation of returning a tithe is a relationship. It then goes to say that instead of coercing, instead of intimidating, we should be establishing people in a relationship with God. We should be strengthening the relationship that exists between human beings and God. Once that relationship is strong, once that relationship is understood, then there would be no negative feelings that come from returning tithes.
So looking at tithing, because it goes hand in hand with giving, right? You find that before, as the time for giving comes, that time, there will be someone there who's going to stand up and read a scripture nyana there, and then they try to motivate us to give. Isn't that coercion? Like, why don't just say, why don't we just stand up there and say, it's now time for giving? And then they give without anyone having to read the scripture, because sometimes there's this one, I think it's in the book of Psalms, I think so. Those who sow in pain will reap in joy. Like, hi. And God so loved the world that he gave. So you must give, my sister. And I'm like, now I'm being, you know, now I'm being blackmailed here. You know, I'm putting this. So why can't we just say it's now time for giving and then people give? Why do we need to be told a certain scripture or to be motivated to give?
In an ideal situation, Zanele, by all means, that's how things are supposed to operate, that we would just be told now it's time for giving, and people will be giving freely and cheerfully. However, we have come to know that human beings always need to be reminded. Human beings always need to be motivated, and what best motivation but the word of God itself. Let me also say, unfortunately, that even as Christians, there is always this selfishness that exists within us, that is always there. And that selfishness is what holds us back from giving freely, what holds us back. Sometimes it's not even selfishness, Zanele. Sometimes it's being concerned for our own well-being, thinking that, you know, if I return this tithe, if I give this offering, then I will be left with this hole, as it were, that I then have to scrunch around to fill the hole. And we forget that the one who has given us the blessings to begin with, that we are able to offer and to return tithe will be faithful to us. We'll be faithful in ensuring that we do not go with lack. Once we have returned a faithful tithe, once we have given our offerings, we give, Zanele, not because we are lacking. We give because we are already blessed. Let me say, it is a recognition. Tithing and offering is a recognition that we are blessed.
Hey.
Not because we need to be blessed, but that we are already blessed. And from the abundance that God has given unto us, we return to Him and we give to those, for those who are in need and for those who are lacking. We give also, Zanele, because God has given unto us salvation. So we give that this gospel can also be promulgated, can also be proclaimed and be preached beyond areas that we can reach ourselves. So there are many facets to giving offerings and to returning tithe. And the reason why we have to be reminded every now and again is because of this selfishness that is within us, this pride that exists in our heart, unfortunately.
Mfundisi, turning to scripture there, I know the one that we always read. I don't know if you're going to read it. You know? You cannot talk tithe with Christians and not mention the book of Malachi. Anyway, if you can mention it, Pundis, I'm not saying don't mention it. I'm just saying you can mention it, you know. But, you know, what does scripture say about tithing as well as offering?
Well, okay, let's start. Let me just let the... All right?
Mm-hmm.
The very first one we've read, what we began with today, was Leviticus 27, verse 30 and 32, which says that the tithe is the Lord's. Not only is it the Lord's, but it's holy to the Lord.
Yes.
That's Leviticus. And then, what is happening now? That's the book of Leviticus. The book of Proverbs, Zanele, chapter 3. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So the whole scripture is annotated with callings for worshiping God through tithing, for callings for Christians to worship God through tithing as well. If we can go to the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and specifically verse 7, it speaks there about being cheerful givers. It says, every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And of course, we can speak of Malachi as well, chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. But I will not read Malachi. And the last one, Zanella, just I want us to read is Acts chapter 20.
Okay.
Acts chapter 20, verse 35. And specifically, the last part of Acts chapter 20, verse 35. The Bible says, I have showed you all things. This is Paul speaking. How that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said to give than to receive. Oh, there are so many texts in the Bible that speaks about giving, that speaks about returning a faithful tithe. Beyond Malachi, of course, Malachi becomes like a pillar of tithing and a pillar of giving. But it's not only Malachi that speaks about returning a faithful tithe and offering to God.
And you know, Mfundisi, with the, as much as we have quite a number of discussion within the Christian community as a whole about tithing and everything else. For me, when it comes to the book of Malachi, I always tell people that God says that, test me. Test me and see.
Oh, come on now.
Do you understand? So
we
just need to find comfort in the fact that we are testing him. And he even says that, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven, you know. And I remember the other day I was, Nama was tested, not really coercing, but encouraging people to give at church, you know. So I did touch on that. And I was like, where I grew up, we have those houses. We call them four-bedroom houses, where the window, it's so the two ones, they open, and then in the middle, the window does not open. And then at the top, there is a small window that we usually open at night, fear that the snakes will not reach because it's a village, you know. And I'm like, just looking at the structure of that particular window, God is saying, see if I will not open the windows of heaven. He is not saying, see if I will not open the door. So for me, and I'm like, even if he can just open that small window that my mind is imagining when I'm looking at a house, wouldn't you be blessed? Like, wouldn't you be happy? And I'm like, that's why I test him. I test him because even if he does not open it fully, but just small, where you just put a finger, I will be content.
But Zanele, watch this. In that very Malachi 3, verse 10 that you are citing, God says, I will not open a window, but I will open windows.
Hey!
In other words, there is abundance, overflowing abundance that God will shower us with when we test him, when we are. Because while we think of tithing as testing our faithfulness, beyond that, Malachi reminds us that it is actually testing the faithfulness of God, faithfulness to himself, and faithfulness to his word. And the windows of heaven.
Like, for me,
and
it's a very
blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
Yes.
So basically what Malachi is saying to us, Zanele, is that if we don't return a faithful tithe and if we don't give offerings, then we are closing ourselves from receiving these blessings that God has promised unto us. Sorry, did I just coerce people?
We're just reminding them about what the scripture says, you know. But you know what, Pastor, thank you so much. Thank you, you know, for how we have explained it, because sometimes we have a problem of saying, this is not biblical. It is these people that are saying this. It is this, you know, but I'm happy that we're able to explain it the way in which it ought to be explained. So, Pastor, I'm going to ask that if you have any closing remarks on this topic, and then after that, please pray for our listeners and ourselves as well, so that we may be okay with returning the tithe, and we may understand that we are returning it. It's not ours in the beginning.
Well, if I can just a parting shot, I would say that when God asks us to return a faithful tithe, my dear friends, he is doing so not because he is in need. He is doing so because we are in need. We are the ones who are in need of receiving. We are in need of promulgation. When God asks us to offer and to return a faithful tithe, he is saying, I want you to establish a strong relationship with me. I pray that we may be faithful stewards. I pray that we may be faithful sons and daughters of the living God, that we will be obedient always, not to man's word, but to God's word. For it is God who asks us to return a faithful tithe. It is God who speaks to us about offerings and tithing. Thank you so much, Zanele. Let us pray.
Indeed.
Loving Father, loving God who is in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that you give unto us, that, dear Lord, we may return a faithful tithe, that, dear Father, we may participate in preaching the gospel message, even through our offerings. Mm. Lord, as we come before you this morning, we ask you in a special way that, Holy Spirit, you may always remind us more than anything that this is not about us, but, dear Father, that this is about you. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you may give us a heart that is obedient always to your word. Help us as your children to be faithful to you, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Mfundisi Aisha, you've yes, done a Zanella. Good job. I know you were nervous. You've done a good job. Thank you so much for coming through.
Now, why are you telling people that?
Don't worry. It's a safe space. It's a safe space. It's a safe space. Don't worry.
It's a safe space, right?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Pastor. May you have yourself a blessed day. Till we chat again next time.
Egoska Kulu Zanele, likewise to you and your listeners. May you be blessed.
Amen.
All right. You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.